Hey Chris, it's Adele. How are you? That is a very true statement. I'm sorry I couldn't take your call. I was with somebody. Did you want to come into Tuggeranong tomorrow? Yeah, I can No. No, Chris, you haven't done anything wrong. So the phone line is our main stream for vouchers. It's usually our only stream. And I know that you don't have capacity. I can email Shane, the guy you spoke to last time, for a card. I can ask. Yeah, so call, yeah. Yeah, no, so. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, she's only got a landline, and yes, you can definitely have that conversation with her. I don't know how that works. I do, yeah, I that is mission funding. I can, but she's not in today. Yeah, Jillian doesn't work. No, she's only Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, you can definitely come and have a chat. And like I said, I mean, she's always got the pantry food and stuff there. And it'll be, like I said, it's up to mission. I don't know how that funding, if that funding works. Okay. So right now they do. Yeah, you'll be able to confirm that with Erin. Do you want me to send her email, or did you want to send her email to her? I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, and I can hear how heavy that idea is on your heart. Isn't I tell you what, Chris, I'll send Gillian an email asking she's free at 9:30 tomorrow morning. That way you can. No, you're right. Your emotions are fine with me. I will email Gillian about the card. If not, I know that you can have some pantry items, okay? Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I'll email Gillian. Did you want to come in at 9:30 tomorrow? Does that? Yeah. Do you want to come in at 9:30 tomorrow? Yeah. So 9:30, yeah, 9:30 will be our earliest time. So yeah. You could always be sitting out there, but like by the time both of us get in and just get set up. Yeah. We'll just get in and get set up. And like I always say 9:30 because sometimes I run because I drive from north side, so sometimes I do run a little bit late, so it gives me time to get in and get the computer set up. I'll ask Jillian about the card. There are zero promises on that. Yeah, but so there's a yeah. Yeah, 100%. Like I said, that money, okay. No. I know. Okay. Can I talk for a minute? Yep. No. So come in at 9:30. No guarantees around that, because I do know those. So those people are giving out both the phone, like both the cards from the voucher, like when they line up. I know. Yep. No, and I know. And I do, no. And I do know that Tuggeranong does have some mission funding. How they choose and how often they choose is up to them. But everything you would have heard was from volunteers who might have been told something to have a really blanket answer. So we'll have a chat to Jillian. So I just want very low expectations. Okay. Okay, no problem. The only reason I'm available. Yeah, I know. And the only reason I'm trying to give you warning around that maybe not being the case is I think I've already told you that our budget got cut, like Salvation Army budget got cut. Rather, yeah. So this is why. Okay. So that. No, we actually lost a lot of staff members because it went down below our operational cost. So that's why I'm giving you that heads up. We lost. We have a federal government program, and that got cut significantly, which comes into effect in October. That's no. It's no, Chris, they didn't do anything wrong. What they've done is they've spread it out. They didn't do anything wrong. They've spread out the funding. So however the government works, so they've just spread it out against with some other organisations to work further across Australia. Okay, so they're just trying to make it spread further. But unfortunately, it does mean that Salvation Army doesn't hold all that thing. So, I do not want. Yeah. This is something. No. Chris, it's not something. It's not something we're crying about. It's not something. It's it was a big, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's. Yeah. You can happily Google it, but yeah, no, they've no. Oh, I have. Yeah. No, I have no faith in government either. But every now and again, when they, 'cause oh no. Oh no. It was no. It was incredibly wrong. Yeah. No, it was really sad. It was really sad. But like I said, we do understand it. We've still got a good relation. Yeah, no, like I said, it was, yeah, no, it, because, okay, so this is where I want to just put caution in you. We still have a very good relationship with our funding body. We are still the preferred organization, but they wanted to give smaller organizations a go, okay? And obviously, we don't want to disrupt our relationship with the government because they've still funded us, but just to a lesser extent. Yeah. Yeah. So. Oh, the pie definitely needs. Yeah. I know. It needs to be bigger. Oh. Yeah, I can understand why you. Yeah. Oh no, I know that. I just wanted to, yeah, explain it. Yeah. 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 Yeah, no, that I can, you would have been so good in government. Yeah, you would have been. Exactly. All right, I've just sent Gillian that message. Oh my God, if I had the authority to do that. All right. Yeah, but that's what I said. If I had authority, it sounds great in theory. But I'm sure there's a few things that are, not knowing, not crossing off. So you're right. Yeah, but sometimes you just don't know which way it's going to. Yeah, exactly. You still are a good person. There is no doubt about that in my mind. Good people can go through shit and good people can go through hard times. That's what you're doing. I know, you've been waiting through it. Come in and see us tomorrow. We'll have a chat. We'll see if we can get you the voucher. If not, we'll grab you some stuff. We'll have a chat. We'll see what, and we'll get some next steps, okay? I know Jillian printed out a whole. Yeah. Yeah, no, we okay. Can you bring the letter in tomorrow? Yeah, bring the letter and yep. That's all right. Bring it in. We'll deal with it tomorrow. Yep. Chris, two things tomorrow. Can you do me a favor? So two things tomorrow. Bring in your WPO, the protection order, so we can actually read through it. Okay. All right. Do you me to That's all right. Do you want me to send you a text message after this phone call with a reminder? Would that be helpful? I will put it in my diary to give you. Yep. Okay. That's all right. No, it's okay. Chris, I'm gonna put in my diary to send you a text message, but I probably won't get it to you until about 9:15 tomorrow. So if you're That's all right. If you're I know. I can write a support letter for you around that. Okay? The other thing is, Chris, when a letter comes, you can just snap a photo and then bring it with you. And that way you've always got, because you always have your phone on you, that way you've got a photo with you. Beautiful, because I've seen that. Yeah, you are doing really well. You're in crisis, you're in part of life. Yep. Yep. Okay, do you want to take a photo of the letter and send it? That is a really good idea. Do you want to take a You're still doing really well. That's right. Well, all right. Bye, Chris.